It has to a certain extent because you can't read everything. And so I think there's a natural canon forming process which says there are certain books we can teach because people have read them or because they're available. And the ones that aren't just don't get into the canon. So when I started teaching children's books, I have to say I taught a very sexist, male-oriented set of texts because those were the ones which were sort of pseudo-canonical, rather like Kipling or George MacDonald, Lewis Carroll, people like that. So largely male. What's happened over the last 40 years is that the female has reasserted itself, or taken its proper position actually, because females have actually dominated children's books all the way through. And so female authors are now regarded as part of the canon. So the other thing that's happened is that the canon has spread, so that what would be seen as a classic, an older book, has now been supplemented by books which would not have been considered, like Enid Blyton, for example, is now considered a perfectly worthy subject of study, because of course she is just as complicated as any classic, and so a lot can be got from her. So that we have a much wider range in children's literature than perhaps in other canons.